Blog Talk Radio.
And all that I have, I give my all to you.
so deep into this music debauch, all this love is just waiting for you. And you know, we are so excited because we get the opportunity to do this with you guys all the time. And I am so grateful for this opportunity here at Soulout Records Radio. Just going back down memory lane with you guys. It's so cool, so awesome. And I hope that you guys have a blessed Thursday with us here at Soulout Records Radio. Much love to all of our friends and listeners around the world. We love you guys. And we appreciate you tuning in and hanging out with us here on Soulout Records Radio. It is such a wonderful opportunity to just go down memory lane, right? And just hear some of this great music that was created by these artists and writers and producers. And thanks to the labels for putting them out, you know, because there's so many times, you know, records that they come out, but, you know, we never get to hear. I mean, they, you know, because the record company decides to just shelf it and or not promote it. And so back in the day, you know, I mean, when we heard something was because the radio stations were able to do whatever they wanted to. And then it got to the point where this payola thing came in and people were paying to get their spins, and, you know, companies were paying. And then it was like, you know, the DJs started losing their own leverage and you know, because they were just playing what they thought was good music, you know, and so it switched up again. And so it became like a list. You had this programmer and they would oversee what music was played and stuff. And no telling what happens, you know, up higher, like who tells the programmer what to play and why are they telling them what to play. So here on Soulout Records Radio, and nowadays, there's so many indie radio stations that we get to just play what we feel is good music. And no one's paying us to play it. We play it because it's already been proven, right? The music has been proven. And so we just, that's especially for Throwback Thursday. Now, when we talk about indie music, you know, we are doing that because we want to give all the indie artists the opportunity that the majors get and play their music. So we independently can go back to the way it was back in the day, back in the 60s and the 70s, you know, where the DJs could do their thing. And so that's what we're doing here on Soulout Records Radio. We play what we love to play, and we play what we know you like. So we thank you again for tuning in and hanging out with us. Much love to all of our friends all over the world. We hope that you guys are being blessed right where you are. We thank you so much for tuning in to Soulout Records Radio. I want to give a shout out to the record company that I'm working with overseas. Much love to you guys. Thank you so much for the opportunity. We got an album coming out, and so it's me, Wardell Potts Jr. It's just something, you know, this is just songs that I have, and they decide, hey, let's put them out, you know, let's put them out, you know. You know, because what I do is I write songs, right, and then I send them off for movies or whatever, and or to artists, you know, to get them placed, or I've just on my own groups or myself. And so this time they were like, let's just do, you know, do you. Let's just do you. So here we go. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm doing my own album. It'll be out sometime this summer. And also I want you to be aware of is my audio book. And the ones, my friends that have been buying it, thank you so much. I appreciate you guys very, very much. Much love and God bless you. I want to give a shout out to Kathy, my childhood friend, who was having some problems. This is the thing, guys, when you buy the audiobook, just do me a favor. Don't use the link to listen to it that you buy it from. Use the link that they send you that, you know, once you buy it, a link goes to your email. Click on that link to listen to it because it won't play all the way through. All right. And a couple of people had some problems with that. And I, you know, I took care of them because of that, because I, you know, I don't want anybody to have, you know, any issues buying my book and trying to support me. All right. So I sent them a shirt, a Dynasty shirt. Yes. So I'm going to post them and their shirts. As soon as they send me their pictures, I'll post it. Much love to all you guys. And thanks for hanging out. Let's get going on Soulout Records Radio. Are y'all ready? Y'all really ready to get to this old school. Let's throw it back. Let's throw it
Brown, y'all. He's a king of the soul, y'all. He's a king.
music is so good, man. When that saxophone comes in, it's like, whoa, man, oh, man. Thanks, guys. We are hanging out together here on Solar Records Radio for Throwback Thursday. Let's hear it for the boys. My, my, my. Speaking of the boys, let's hear it for my boy, my brother, Mr. Don Fleming. What's up, bro?
Hey, what's happening?
Oh, man, nice to hear your voice. How you been? You good?
I'm good. I'm good. Enjoying a crazy Thursday. You know what's crazy? My car, I had a flat tire on my car last night when I was getting off my other job, and I had to call and get a donut put on it. So I didn't get in till about 5 this morning. So actually, I just woke up about 30 minutes ago.
Can you hear me, Don?
I can hear you.
Okay, all right. So we just had a power out. Just stay quick.
What?
What you were talking to just boom.
You know what? Okay, here we go. Can you hear me now? Looks like we're having a little difficulty here. You okay?
Okay. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah,
all right, bring the music down for a quick. Bring the music down for a quick second. But yeah, we got about another hour and 19 minutes left. I was mentioning, I just woke up about 30 minutes ago. Actually, about 40 minutes ago. I'll take that back. You know, give me 10 minutes. But no, I wanted to get on and let people know that I wanted to hang. You know, get a chance to hang out with you on a Thursday, and want to remind everybody I will be doing my show tonight. 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, of course, Throwback Thursday Night with yours truly, and of course we're gonna continue what Wardell has started us off with. Of course, he definitely jamming, and I'm gonna try to jam too tonight. So,
well, that's always awesome, man. We're always so happy that when you call in and when you're here and you're doing your thing and you're even in the system. So do you have a block in you? Is that something you got going on, my brother?
You know what? I can go ahead and do a block. I don't have a problem with that. I guess we can go ahead and get into some music now. Of course, you're probably going to have to reboot your computer.
I'm guessing.
Reboot your computer. Okay. We're going to go ahead and get into some music if it's okay. I'm going to go ahead and do this block. Do this block, guys. Again, thank you guys for tuning in and hanging out with us every Thursday, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Of course, I call old school Throwback Thursday, old school music that Wardell is playing. I call it his afternoon drive. But let me go ahead and give you a little bit of my block and what I may play tonight or the type of music I play tonight. So let's take you back 1991 to give you a classic from one of my all-time favorite groups from the Five Heartbeats soundtrack. This is music from After Seven. Of course, you guys hear it. It's called Night Like This. Keep it locked right here. Of course, it is Throwback Thursday on Solar Records Radio.
Rain. that love is real, you can choose to do you fall in love. Anybody, any moment, anywhere. Cause no matter who you choose, there's a chance that you might lose. Gonna try and that's the best that I can do.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, that was music from the group Change from 1981. Name of the song is called Hold Tight for that classic 1984. Of course, you guys remember Breakin', the Breakin' movies. Of course, that was the first Breakin'. Freak Show on the Dance Floor from the group The Bar K's. Of course, shout out to Larry Dodson. Got a chance to meet with him and see them perform. And a few years ago, of course, with James Alexander from the Bar K's, was the original member of the Bar K's, and just a cool guy to get a chance to just sit and talk to and, like, have a great conversation after the performance. Just amazing. And, of course, started off the block from the Five Heartbeats soundtrack, 1991 classic, music from After Seven, and the name of that song called Nights Like This. A little over an hour left of the show, hour and 3 minutes to be exact. Of course, Wardell, man, I had to hook that up for you, give you a little classic, even though it was from 1991, but still, you know, gave you kind of that classic sound, you know. Of course, I think the Dales did their version of the song in the actual movie, Nights Like This. So, but After Seven, man, just an amazing group. Rest in peace to Melvin Edmonds, of course, the older brother of Kenny Babyface Edmonds and Kevon from the group. So, love their music, man. Love their music.
I love it too, man. I just have to say, that, you know, I am a true believer in God, and he blessed me for you. And it was, but the timing, God's like, his timing is just so impeccable.
No.
You know, because, you know, I'm always like, you know, hopefully Don will come on in the second hour and we can get this thing going and we can have, you know, a nice time. And you know, because I like it when you bring your flavor. It just really blesses the show. And so, and so, you know, I know you got your real estate and all the other stuff you do. So I was like thinking, okay, I'm not going to bug him. I'm not even going to text him. And so I just let that go, right? And so I was just doing my show. And then all of a sudden I look up and first of all, I crept into Don's stash, right, where his music is, right? And I was like, okay, let me see what Don would play, right? And so
let me see what he would play.
A couple of his songs. Yeah. And then I looked over at the switchboard and there was his name and number. I was like, oh my God, I'm so busted. He's sitting there listening to me play his stuff. And so I you know, thanks, man, because the timing of that was so weird, because as soon as we started talking, we just had a power thing. Wow. And I was like, whoa, what just happened? And I heard, deed, deed. I was like, so I apologize to you, because something to me that happened. But thank God that you were there to keep the shit going. Man, you are awesome. God is so good. And so that, did you want to finish saying what you were saying? I don't even know if you did or not, because I couldn't hear you.
No, man. Good. I'm glad you, I'm glad I was able to come and help and, you know, do what we do. You know, that's what we,
yeah,
that's how we look out for each other, man.
This is how we do it.
Kind of a sixth sense.
Man, oh,
you know?
Man, don't get me. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So it, I want to say that, you know, don't forget tomorrow's, we celebrate the of Angela's Records. And the crazy, I can't believe tomorrow's Friday is here already. I just was out of town. I just was up north, and then all of a sudden, I mean, that was just Monday, and now here it is, Friday. Wow, time is flying. So last night we had, so we got, we're going through some, the whole country, I believe the whole world, because of global warming, it's going through some crazy weather right now. Now we can see the glaciers are just melting away and stuff. So, you know, I don't know what my thoughts are about that. It just doesn't feel so good. I just think it appears that something is wrong. Mm. So, but, you know, I just pray that, you know, whatever we have to do, that we do it as people and take care of our planet. But the weather here in Texas has just been so weird. And so, last night we had a whole bunch of barking. Like the you know, the thunder and lightning were just going crazy, and I was thinking, wow, it's going to be soaking wet in the morning. And there was no, it didn't rain. It was just a bunch of barking and no action. So I, you know, I was like, well, what's going on? And so then I get these alerts today that look out for tornadoes. I'm like, tornadoes? We never really have tornadoes in this part of the country. So I'm not, I mean, what I should say is that it's like not on this part of Texas. It's usually at the very end of Texas, like or the east over there, and then and up north in Dallas, but not really where I am. And so then there was, not only did they say, you know, be aware, warning, but they said on your street. On my street? They called out my road. I was like, oh my God. So it's so that's, it's supposed to be happening tonight. So, you know, guys, I just want to say it was nice knowing you. It's crazy. I don't know what's going on. How's the weather up there where you are?
It's been raining like crazy. I'm tired of the rain, because there, you know, we got some land we're supposed to close on, and the surveyor has to go back out and do what you call a soil test, and it's been raining like crazy, and he hasn't even had a chance to go out there. So, So
just
we're just waiting, and he doesn't pick up his phone. You know, it's one of those things that it's like, look, I already got my money for the first survey. Why do I need to go back out there and do this? You know, because y'all feel like y'all made a mistake. You know,
right? So. He won't get paid again when he goes again.
No.
Not even gas money.
He said, I mean, you know, there'd be some compromises, I guess, but the fact you know, you paid him $500 to go out there and you know, do a quick survey, and then when he did not put the postmarkers out there, you know, to you know, for the boundaries of the property, you know, I ain't gonna say, oh, that's on him, but at the same time, you're like, you kind of should have known that a little bit, but anyway. At least with the boundaries for the actual soil test. So,
we're
playing phone tag with him, and we're like, look, we can't get this done unless, you know, we get the boundaries, because that's where the people want to put the house. So, it's very technical, but at the same time, we'll get it done. We'll get it done.
All right. Well, you know, I just want to, you know, keep this music going and stuff, and I can't believe I'm sitting in your block. Oh, wait a minute. I don't know what. Did you hear? I don't know. I don't even know where I am here. I'm looking for the, it's just kind of weird. My screen just kind of did a dance on me. So why don't you start this block off, and we'll figure it out over here. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll figure it out, huh?
Yeah.
Well, what do you want? What do you want to hear? You want to hear something fast? You want to hear something slow?
I whatever floats your boat. I mean, it's working now, but whatever floats your boat, do your thing, man. I just love good music.
Okay, well,
just
let's go ahead and start this block off from one of my favorite groups, the BB&Q Band. One of my favorite songs, of course, you guys hear it in the background, from 1985. This is music from, again, the BB&Q Band. It's called Genie. Keep it locked right here. Of course, it is Throwback Thursday on Solar Records Radio. You're listening to So Long Records Radio Throwback Thursday from her Visions album, 1983 classic. Of course, that is the lovely Miss Gladys Knight and the Pips. And the Pips. Yeah.
And
I just said the lovely. Yeah, lovely Gladys Knight. And then I said, I guess the Pips are lovely, too, in their own way. Of course, that is you're number one in my book. Before that, I had to hook up a little Eugene Wilde from 1985, Don't Say No Tonight. What a beautiful song. And, of course, started off the block. Give you a little BB&Q band, Brooklyn, Bronx, and Queens band. The name of that song is called Genie. And, man, thank you for another block, man.
Hey, thank you for another block. That was awesome. Man, I should have gotten up and moved around, but I was just sitting here the whole time. Never moved from here. And so, but thank you. That was awesome. Really enjoyed that. And, you know, the last song you played is a song that the Throwdown Brothers did for Gladys Knight. So that was very, very nice to hear that again. And
you played drums on
one, right, right. And one of the co-writers of that song just moved in Texas. Not with me, but he's up north. He's up there in Dallas where it's cold and bad weather. But that's where his kids were, you know. So we get older, man. We chase our grandkids, man, all over the world. So he's chasing some grandkids, him and his wife. And so they just left Cali after all these years. And now they reside in Dallas. And so much love to my brother William Zimmerman. God bless you. I hope I get to see you soon. He's about another 5 hours away from me. So it's not an easy, like, just, hey, how you doing? I'm coming to meet you and see you. I mean, it's kind of a trip. So, but anyway, yeah, that's about it for me. I'm excited. We got about another 38 minutes left in the show. My computers are looking normal again. Thank you, Mr. Fleming, for blessing me to get all that organized again. And so it was just kind of weird what I was looking. I was like, that's not quite right. You know, but I would have.
Hey, right.
Yeah. So one of my computers is on this battery thing. I got to put the other one on there, too, so that, when the power goes out, the computer don't go out, but everything else may go out, but the computer is the most important part.
Right.
And so, but it's still, you can still, the internet goes, and so, and it sends that signal to the computer. So, you know, it's like, oh, here we go. Anyway, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Much love to Linda Carrier from Dynasty. How you doing, pretty girl? Hope you are well. I want to give a shout-out to Julianne. What's up, Julianne? I want to give a shout-out to Astrid as well. Astrid was I asked to call in, and she tried to call in, but I see her respond and say, okay, send me the link. And so I apologize, Astrid. I just saw the link today, and that was yesterday. So my bad. Much love, sweetheart. To Kathy again. We're in Philly, Kathy in Philly. Thank you for buying my audiobook. I love you and appreciate you. Thank you for the love and the support. And I'm glad, you know, she enjoyed it. She said it felt, when she was listening to it, it just felt very like she was having a conversation and I was really talking the most. So she enjoyed the book, so thank you. And if anybody else wanted to get the book, just go to our store, solarrecordsradio.com. Go to the store, and then it's actually the first thing on there because it's the newest new edition. So click on that and download it. But don't listen to it from the download. You got to listen to it from the link that's sent to you from the store. So the store will, as soon as you buy it, the store will send you a link. You know, you put it in your laptop or your cell phone, whatever is comfortable for you, wherever you want to hear it at, and then listen to it from there. Because if you try to listen to it from the store, it's going to cut you off, and then you're going to be frustrated, like Kathy was. And then I had to send her a shirt, and I sent her a 45. See, I take care of my customers. I don't treat them bad. And picture of her with the shirt and holding the 45 up. And so now she has to go out and buy a turntable. But, you know, that's the way it goes. So thank you, sweetheart. I think, you know, turntables are really cheap. Like, what, $75, Don?
Yeah, they're pretty cheap now, like $60.
Yeah.
They do have, now, I think the ones, I remember the one that I wanted because it had USB hookup and whatnot, an old school, I'm talking about old school, that was around $119.
Wow, yeah. Yeah, so I have two of them sitting right here in front of me, and so they are, you know, very reasonable. You remember back in the day, Don, the hi-fi used to take up the whole half of the living room, like the whole wall. It took up the whole wall, right, and had to put speakers in there, and, you know, and our parents and, you know, people of that age group, they really took pride in it. They sprayed their little spray on there to keep the wood shining and, they wiped their records off and they had pride in that thing, man. They put the album on there and you could hit and then it just started. It was like a big deal, and you know it took a long time for people to get rid of that because it was furniture. It was furniture, and they set all kind of stuff on top of it, you know. So it was just part of, you know, the house, even though it went out of style, you know, decades ago.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, this is strange because what else is old school that's really used to drive you crazy, Don? Was there anything old school that drove you crazy?
Anything old school? You know, I wasn't a big fan of Walkman. You know, like, because, you know, especially like when you're jogging or whatever, you know, you have to have the, you know, you remember the Walkman?
Yeah. I thought you didn't like that.
I wasn't really a big fan of, because I would go, you know, I was always athletic. I'm still athletic. I used to be real athletic and in shape.
Sure.
And I would, oh no, seriously, I was.
I just played.
I would, you know, have a Walkman to, you know, run with. And then when the Discman came, that was no better because, you know, it's like you had to put it in your pocket. And then, you know, you're jogging and running, you know, and the record skip, well, the song skips and, you know, and then it might fall out your pocket. And, you know, this sucks.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that's old school that really used to, that frustrated me is them cotton picking plastic cheers, that plastic cover on the cheers. And everybody, my auntie used to make them. People would order it, and she would go over to their house, measure the couches and everything, and then she'd come back in about a week and put that thing on there. And it made the chair look brand new, but you get stuck to it. You know, your skin. I'm so sick of that. And it took another thing that took a long time to get rid of. It's like people just holding on to it. You go over to your, you know, to the elders, your older aunties and stuff. They weren't getting rid of that stuff. That was what. They're holding on to it. And he said, just wipe that off, baby. Just go on and retch on around there. Retch on around. You guys forgive
me.
Retch
that is hilarious.
I was like, what kind of language are you speaking, Grandma? Just go on and retch on around there and wipe the back of that. Retch. What the retch? What does that mean? Oh, God. But those were the good old days. That's why we do Throwback Thursday, because we get to reminisce about that old stuff. So anything else, Don? Anything else comes to mind?
No, man. I'll have to think about it because that's, you know, that is a good question.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, a lot of the old.
Did you like the bell bottoms? Did you like bell bottoms and did you wear them?
Did I wear bell bottoms?
Yes.
Bell bottoms was kind of before my time.
Oh, that's true. to use that.
Hell Bottoms
was
kind of before my time.
Okay.
You know, there were, of course, a lot of folks, you know, they kind of brought it back in the early 90s, which was kind of like my high school years. And I saw a few people wear them, but it wasn't really something that I'd like, oh, I got to have those Bell Bottoms. No, it was, usually, with nostalgia, they do kind of like that 20-year thing. Because in the 70s and early 80s, everyone was obsessed with the 50s because you had American Graffiti and then the movie Grease and all these movies that came out, you know, that kind of ended Happy Days, you know, it kind of had that that feel to it, you know, and then the 90s, it was about the 70s and, you know, and it was so crazy now, it's 30 years, but, you know, now we're obsessed kind of with the 90s.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So there's kind of like that 90s nostalgia going on right now.
Oh, boy. I say. What about Dickies? Do you know what a Dickies is?
People still wear those. Yeah, they still wear those.
Oh, okay. You like them? Did people still wear Dickies? You know, okay. So
yeah,
Dickies,
yeah. And I have Dickies underwear.
Oh, no. I'm not talking about the underwear. I'm talking about
the pants, right?
No pants.
What are you talking about, man? I'm all over the place, but what are you talking about?
Okay, so Dickie is a fake turtleneck. It's a fake turtleneck, so it's only you put it on, right, and you tuck it, and you tuck it in.
I love turtlenecks.
You tuck it into your undershirt or whatever shirt you wear, and you tuck it in the back, and you tuck it in the front. And so it looks like you have a turtleneck on, but it's really not. It's just that little piece, and they call them Dickies. You don't remember that? Okay.
I think I do.
I guess you're that you're much younger than me, but still, you're a generation after me. Not that far away.
No.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Oh, boy. Okay. We're just trying to share some old school memories, and those little plastic couches.
It's all good. It's all good. And it's like your grandmother or your great aunt or your grandmother's sister, of course, they're your great aunts. They used to put plastic on the couch. You know,
my auntie did it for years. She made a lot of money doing that. And we all be stuck to the couch.
It's hot.
Trying to save their couches. They don't want you to come in there and sweat on their chairs and mess up getting into the furniture. You know, they're like, baby, So, but anyway, just retch on around there and wipe that on off. Anyway.
You're still killing me with the red part.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's old school.
Anyway, one more thing from old school that, you know, some people have a problem with. You know what it was?
What?
John?
What?
Our shorts. Our shorts were so short.
Yeah, you in particular. You know, when you performed, you had them short shorts, man.
No, they were really short.
Talking about, you had to walk around or be free because you was a drummer and you had to have a lot of the limbs. You had to expose the limbs.
No. I did not want to wear the uniforms that the rest of Dynasty was wearing. And Dalamar was wearing. Their uniforms just went crazy. You know, and they were tight. And they were, they were tight. And then you had to wear boots and stuff with them. As a drummer, it's just like I needed more freedom than that. And
freedom, that's the word, freedom.
Yeah. And boots alone just to stress you out. Like, get out of here with these boots. I'm not wearing these boots and trying to play drums because I really took a lot of pride in what I was doing and what I was playing. And I wanted to, it was meant too much to me. So,
you know,
it's funny you mentioned that.
Excuse me. It's funny you mentioned that because I was a coworker that asked me about, you know, the radio show and whatnot, and I showed him, I let him listen to, you know, an interview from my old radio show. I still have it on Mixcloud and Mixcloud.com. But anyway, he was asking about one of the interviews I sent was the interview I did with you and Linda from a few years back. And he really enjoyed it. He enjoyed, you know, Linda talking. I think he had laughed. Talking about the uniforms and the costumes or whatever you guys used to wear. And then the fact that, you know, you had talked about the freedom that you needed to have loose clothes and things like that. And I was like, he's like, yeah, man, cats in the 70s and early 80s, they used to wear some weird stuff. You know, they'd say stuff. but yeah.
Yeah, well, we did, but this is Don. Somebody just sent me a text. This is a text a question for you, Don.
Oh, goodness.
I know the answer is no. I know the answer is no. Don, did you ever wear leg warmers?
No.
I never wore
leg warmers. No.
Okay, so this is the thing. I don't want y'all to get it twisted, but this is the thing. I did because I was a dancer, so I used to do jazz dance, and I did all kind of different dance. And so what happened is I would wear the white. So I remember this one particular outfit that I had, and it was like sky blue pants, and but the pants were the kind of pants that what's his name? What's the guy's name? The rapper that had those big old you know pants that everybody was wearing. You remember? You know what I'm talking
about? Are you talking about MC Hammer?
Yes, MC Hammer pants, right? And they were sky blue, and I had on my. So I wore dance shoes. They call Capizios. I wore them to play drums in. The Capizio, because no, but they have so
Rick James used to have them shoes.
Yeah, so they had a lot of different types of shoes, and so these Capizios, they look like regular shoes, but they weren't. They were really, really light, super light, and they had a grip on the bottom for dancers to grip the floor, you know, and so they wouldn't fall. And so I wanted that same grip for my pedal, so when I'm playing that my foot is not sliding on the foot pedal. So I remember having these light blue pants like the what's his name, DJ, what's his name again, MC Hammer with the white leg warmers on top of it, and then the white shoes. And I remember going to Philadelphia, going home, and I remember my family looking at me like, who are you? What happened to our child? He went away to California. He comes back dressed like...
He got all androgynous.
That's a big word. And I was like, you know, they realized, okay, so, I mean, come on. He's getting ready to perform at this giant center, the Civic Center.
Nothing wrong with that.
So they just kind of looked at me like, okay, he's kind of in his own space. He's kind of a weird. He's not the same Wardell, but he is our Wardell. So we'll just accept him for who he's become. And so, but anyway, so I did wear leg warmers, and I wore them on stage as well. And but mainly off stage, and when I went to my dance classes, and the dance classes was basically to keep me agile because, you know, I was a gymnast, don't forget. And so because I was a gymnast, I always stayed agile. It was just a part of, you know, having muscles. You want to be agile with that and not be just, you know, stuck, you know, real hard and stuff. So it was
real
stationary. And being a drummer, I needed to make sure I was agile, you know. And so, and you never knew when you were going to get that phone call. But with Shalimar, I was standing up and playing the congas and bouncing and dancing the whole time. So it was, I needed to make sure I was in shape and I was ready to go. And so I'm grateful that I was willing to do my part. But anyway, all right, so we, oh my God, I can't wait till the night when I come on Don's show and I'm going to ask him, so did you wear leg warmers? Don's a big old guy.
And I'm going to give you the same answer I gave you just now.
What? What happened?
I'm going to give you the same answer I gave you earlier.
All right. Anyway, all right, guys. And, okay, so, okay, all right. I'm sorry. Okay, I got one last question I got to ask you. Somebody just text me, what Don, how does he feel about the afros? Did you like the afros back in the day?
I had one. I loved it. Loved it.
Oh, okay.
I think,
so
you know,
like
it's
okay.
To me, it's kind of like that rite of passage to have an afro, you know? Mm-hmm. And I had one.
Well, back in the 70s, they had the afros was big time. Those things were huge. Woo, Lord, have mercy. Man. So, and I did, we had I thought I had a big afro until I met Leon Silvers. Lord, and the Silvers family. Their afros were so big, their afros were bigger than their bodies. You know, and so I'm, you know, and y'all seen because the Jackson 5 had their afros, but the Silvers afros blew everybody away. Those things were way huge. And if you don't believe me, just Google, you know, go to Google and type in the Silvers. That's all you're going to see is hair.
Their afros were amazing.
Yes, those.
They had amazing afros.
So then. I had to get mine to grow, so I started doing the blowout. And we was blowing it out, blowing your hair out. Mm-hmm. Y'all remember that? Blowing your hair out with the... So we went go get a blowout. Go get a blowout. And then so I remember going to do that. Oh, man, old school. And the posters on the wall. Yes, thank you for that. Thank you. Somebody just said. And posters. Thank you. The posters on the walls. I used to love the posters and the black lights, right? The posters and the black lights. Oh, that was a vibe, and it was set things up. Don, you were not born yet, right?
When you had what the posters with the what
it,
you call
yeah,
it?
The
no,
baby.
No,
I
was a baby.
He was a baby, so yeah, so he was a product of the posters.
The ha, 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 ha.
And so, I'm telling on his parents now. And so. But yet the lights and the posters and the girls on the other side of the room. Yes, girl, I got to get this slow dance with you. And speaking of that, but if we just go, I would, now that I said that, Don, I'm in the mood, I want to play some Philly music right now. So I'm going to play some Philly. I'm going to break it down. I'm going to play the music that we used to play back in the day in the basement with light. And I appreciate everybody's participation. Thank you again for tuning in today. We only got about 17 minutes left in the show. So Don will probably come back and say good night to you guys. We love you and appreciate you. Don't forget tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern, we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records here on Solar Records Radio. Thanks again for everything that you do. I'm gonna take us back to Philly stuff right here on Solar Records Radio.
You love me, you're gonna wanna hug me and squeeze me. And I can't minute, you're looking fine. And if you look in my eyes, you'll know that I've been crying. Yes, you will. But this time I'm gonna be
the lead singer of the Delphonics with that beautiful falsetto, that pretty, pretty falsetto voice. All these years, he really blessed us with that. Unfortunately, he went in to have surgery, I believe on his vocal cords, and he never woke back up. So God bless you, man, and thank you for blessing us. And I do have an interview that I did with him in our archives, and you could check it out. I will post it because, you know, in remembrance of him and how much he blessed me as a young man growing up in the city of Philadelphia and listening to that music. And so, anyway, thank you, Pooji. Much love to you. Keep the sound of Philadelphia going.
Like this.
All right, guys. Well, it's been good, Don. Thanks, brother.
Teddy.
Yeah, Mr. Teddy. So anyway, how you doing, man? You okay?
I'm good, man. Thank you for the hits, man. A little bit of that Philly sound.
Absolutely. And your show is tonight. Tell us a little bit about your show.
Man, tune in tonight. Of course, it is the night version of Throwback Thursday. Of course, it's Throwback Thursday night with yours truly. And hopefully we get Wardell come in and hang out with us and do a couple of blocks when I'm getting ready to go eat.
Yeah, that's right. Y'all know I got to give him a break every once in a while. So I'll be there hanging out with my brother. And so tune in at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at SolarRecordsRadio.com. And we'll be posting the show will be posted on Solar Records Radio page. So Don, tag me, please. So come on my page.
I got you.
All right, cool beans.
I got you.
All right, sounds good. Hey, thanks, Greg, for the flyers, brother. We appreciate you. Much love and all the good stuff. And to all the listeners, thank you guys so much for hanging out with us today. We appreciate you very much. Have a beautiful rest of your day, and God bless you. Take care of yourselves, and thanks for hanging out with Don and myself here on Solar Records Radio, Throwback Thursday. Good night, and God bless you guys. Later, Don.
Have a good one, guys. All right. See you tonight.
lives.